गुरुं गणपतिम् आचार्यान् सर्वान्नत्वा अद्यतन कक्ष्यां प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। पूर्वतन कक्ष्यासु अस्माभिः अर्जुनस्य विषयादोगः दृष्टः। अर्जुनस्य विषादानन्तरं कुतस्त्वा कश्मलमिदं विषमे समुपस्थितम्, अनार्यजुष्टम्, अस्वर्ग्यम्, अकीर्तिकरं कश्मलं ते कुतः, तत् मास्तु इति श्रीकृष्णः अर्जुनं प्रति वदति। तत्कश्मलं यदासीत्, मनः कालुष्यं यदासीत्, मोहकलिलं यदस्ति तत् अकीर्तिकरमस्ति, अनार्यजुष्टमस्ति, अस्वर्ग्यमपि अस्ति। तादृशकालुष्यं निवारयितुमेव तत्र श्रीकृष्णः स्व उपदेशं प्रारम्भं करोति। द्वितीयाध्याये अस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति, तत्र द्वितीयाध्यायेषु श्रीमद्भगवद्गीतायाः किञ्चित् सारवत् उक्तमस्ति। यदा यदा तत्र अर्जुनः प्रश्नं पृच्छति तदा तदा एव तत्र विस्तारः क्रियते, नो चेत् द्वितीयाध्यायेषु एव प्रायः गीतायाः सारं लभ्येत, गीतायाः तत्र समाप्तिरपि प्रायः प्राप्नुयात्। तत्र प्रथमतया यावत् अर्जुनः प्रश्नं पृच्छति तत्र कथम् आत्मा अनात्मा अशोच्यान्वशोचस्त्वमिति उच्यते किल, कथम् एतत् उच्यते, किमर्थं न शोकं न कर्तव्यम् इति, किमर्थं न कर्तव्यम् इति सः कथं पृच्छति, कथं कृष्णः वदति इत्येव अस्माभिः पूर्वतनकक्षासु दृष्टा अस्ति। तत्रापि प्रथमतया यावत् साङ्ख्ययोगं स्वीकृत्य तत्र विवरणं दीयते। प्रथमतया यावत् तत्र आत्म अनात्मयोः यत् भेदः कल्पितः तत् उक्तमस्ति, तदेव तत्र प्रथमम् अस्माभिः ज्ञातव्यम्, तदेव अन्तिमपाठः अपि। द फस्ट् लेसन् एण्ड् द फैनल् लेसन् आफ् अवर् साधना मार्ग ईस् टु नो द डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् आत्मा एण्ड् अनात्म विषयास्। आत्मविषयं यदस्ति, परमात्मविषयं यदस्ति, यत् यत् शाश्वतमस्ति, दट् इस् द वन् वी शुड् नो, एण्ड् एनिथिङ्ग् अदर् देन् दिस् ब्रह्मसत्यं जगन्मिथ्या इत्येव यत् वाक्यमस्ति तदेव अस्माभिः ज्ञातव्यमस्ति, तदेव सूत्रादि ब्रह्मसूत्रादिविषयेषु प्रतिपादितमस्ति। इफ् यू सी द ब्रह्मसूत्रास् आल्सो आर् द अदर् वाक्यत्रय वाट् वी काल् इवन् दोस् वाक्यत्रयास् आर् अगेन् द सेम् थिङ्ग्, अहं ब्रह्मास्मि, तत्त्वमसि, सो आल् दीस् सेण्टेन्सस् आल्सो लीड् अस् टु सेम् द ब्रह्मतत्त्व ओन्ली, तदेव वर्ण्यते। सो ही स्टार्ट्स् आफ् विद् द आत्मलक्षणं, तत्र शोचनीयं किमपि नास्ति, यतः आत्मा शाश्वतं, देहं तावत् अशाश्वतमिति। ही स्टार्ट्स् आफ् वित् दिस्, फैनली आफ्टर् फिनिशिङ्ग् एव्रिथिङ्ग् आल्सो वि फैनली कम् टु द सेम् थिङ्ग्, बट् वि कैण्ड् आफ् रियलैस् that the atma is permanent and everything other than the atma, whatever the jagat yadasti tat sarvam mithya iti asmabhi gnyatum shakyate, which will be the final purpose of our education, our gnanam. Yatah when we say vidya, there is a definition for knowledge. What is that vidya? All the other vidyas what we learn is for the materialistic world, to achieve some materialistic benefits, but real vidya definition given in our shastras is sa vidya ya vimuktaye, ya vidya vimukti paryantam jnanam dadati sa eva vidya, that is that knowledge which takes us to vimukti, vishesha mukti. Again, vimukti is not opposite of mukti here, visheshataya tatra विज्ञानरीत्या ज्ञानरीत्या तत्र मुक्तिपर्यन्तम् अस्मान् नयति या विद्या सा एव निजविद्या. आल् अदर् विद्यास् आर् नाट् कन्सिडर्ड् टु बि विद्या बै द शास्त्रकारास्. इन्सिडेण्टलि दट् वास् आल्सो द मोटो आफ् अवर् स्कूल् विच् वास् देर् द स्कूल् वेर् वि स्टडीड्. इन्सिडेण्टलि दट् वास् आल्सो द ध्येयवाक्य सा विद्या या विमुक्तये. तादृश विद्याम् एव अस्माभिः तत्र अध्येतव्यम्. लौकिकरीत्या तत्र लौकिकजीवनार्थं यद् यद्यत् अन्यत् अन्या विद्या अस्ति తత్ ప్రాయ అధ్యేత పరం ఆత్మ విద్యార్థం యత్ జీవన ఉద్దేశ అస్తి యత్ జీవన కార్యం మనుష్య జన్మ ప్రాప్తి ఉద్దేశ యదస్తి సా విద్యా విముక్తయే దదాతి సా విద్యా అస్మాభిః అధ్యేతవ్య. So we have to learn that knowledge which will help us identify the purpose of our life and which will help us also meet and finish the purpose of our life or accomplish the purpose of our life. తాదృశ విద్యా ఏవ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీతాయా ముక్తమస్తి. తత్రాపి ప్రథమతయా సాంఖ్యయోగః తస్మిన్ మధ్యే ఆత్మ వివరణం కథం ఆత్మా నయనం చిందంతి శస్త్రాణి నయనం దహతి పావకః ఇత్యాది అపి ఉక్తమస్తి. అనంతరం తత్ర తావత్ అగైన్ వి సా దట్ తత్ర వాసాంసి జీర్ణాని యథా విహాయ నవాని గృహ్ణాతి నరోపరాణి. తత్ర ఏకం శరీరం విహాయ నూతనం శరీరం యథా స్వీక్రియతే తథా ఏవ ఆత్మా తావత్ పురాతన జీర్ణం దేహం త్యక్త్వా నూతన దేహం స్వీకరోతి. ద ఓల్డ్ బాడీ ఈస్ డిటాచ్డ్ ఈస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ అండ్ న్యూ బాడీ ఈస్ టేకన్ నూతన దేహ స్వీకరోతి. వి ఆల్సో సా హౌ దట్ ఇస్ ద న్యూ బాడీ ఈస్ జనరలీ డిటర్మిన్డ్ and while that is being determined the old body is actually left. We saw the example of Trina Jaluka, the insect which we generally see on the flowers, wherein it first clings on to the new place and then the feet part of it is removed and it also clings on, the feet also clings on. First the head clings on to the new place, then the feet also slowly moves to the new place. Tadrsha ritya eva the transition of bodies happen. How is the body determined which body to take? That is based on the karmas what we have. Yata yata asmabhi karma apeksha ityadikam, the desires, the activities what we are doing, based on that all our future janmas are determined and given. Tadartham eva tatra, therefore when that is being explained, slowly he brings us to what kind of karma we should do and how the karma should be done, which is why we come to the one of the pillar or foundation shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, which is karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhuhu ma te sangostu akarmani. Karma phala hetuhu ma bhuhu, let us not do actions just for the sake of creating fruits for them and creating series of expectations around them, but karmani adhikara hasti, you have mandatorily, you have the right to do work and you have to do the work. Therefore do the work, don't expect any fruits out of it. There is no expectation of fruit. Again we saw in detail karma, what is karma, the definition of karma. Varna ashrama ritya, varna ritya brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra adi varna yaha santi. So let us say we belong to some x varna. Then ashrama, brahmacharya grihastha vanaprastha sannyasa, ashramas are there, select the ashrama from there. Between these two, as a combination of varna and ashrama, there are, for each of the varnas and each of the ashramas, there are duties laid down. Select those duties which are being laid down and let us start working on them. Karmani adhikara hasti kurmahan. Anantaram kim bhavati, while we are doing the karmas, initially maybe there will be some apeksha for the fruits, but as we gradually progress we should be able to tyaga the fruits also, because na karmana na prajaya na dhanena త్యాగేన ఏకేన అమృతత్వమానుషు సేస్ ద ఉపనిషత్. కేవలం త్యాగేన, త్యాగేన ఇత్యుక్తే కో త్యాగ కహ త్యాగ, వాట్ షుడ్ బి సాక్రిఫైస్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ద మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ మనీ ఆర్ వెల్త్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ సాక్రిఫైస్. దట్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్సిడెంటలీ ఇట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ బికాస్ కర్మ ఫల, ఎనీ యాక్షన్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ దట్ ఫల వీ హ్యావ్ టు సాక్రిఫైస్. ఏం తదేవ ఉక్తమస్తి, తదర్థమేవ కర్మణి అధికార అస్తి ఫలేషు అధికార నాస్తి. అగైన్ వై అధికార నాస్తి, వన్ బికాస్ వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ ఫలా విల్ కమ్, తత్ ఫ్యూచర్ మధ్యే అస్తి. అన్యదపి తత్ర ఫలాపేక్షయా న కర్తవ్యం, కర్మ ఫలహేతు మా భూ. డు నాట్ కీప్ కాజింగ్ ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ డూయింగ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ బట్ దెన్ అగైన్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ breath he finishes off saying, just because I am telling you all this, it does not mean you stop doing karma itself. Te mate sangostu అకర్మణి తే సంఘ అకర్మణి మాసు హి వెరీ క్లియర్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇట్ తదర్థమేవ ఆఫ్టర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ దిస్ తత్ర కర్మణి ఆఫ్టర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ద కర్మ మార్గ దర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ విచ్ కమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద సాధకాస్ మైండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వన్ బై వన్ హీ స్టార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ డూ ద కర్మ హీ సెడ్ హౌ షుడ్ ఐ డూ ద కర్మ యోగస్థ కర్మ కురు బీన్ యోగా అండ్ డూ ద కర్మ ఓకే వాట్ డస్ యోగా మీన్ సమత్వం యోగ ఉచ్యతే బీయింగ్ ఇన్ అ సమా స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ సమా స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ సిద్ధి అసిద్ధయోహో సమోభూత్వ సిద్ధి అండ్ అసిద్ధి బీయింగ్ ఈక్వల్ ఇన్ బోత్ సిద్ధి అండ్ అసిద్ధి హౌ కెన్ ఐ బీ ఈక్వల్ ఇన్ దట్ సంగం త్యక్త్వా ధనంజయ లీవ్ అవుట్ ద ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ దెన్ యూ విల్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ బీ బాదర్డ్ వెదర్ యూ గెట్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ 48 వెరీ క్లియర్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ యోగ కర్మ కురు సమత్వం యోగ ఉచ్యతే సిద్ధి సిద్ధయోహో సమోభూత్వ సమ ఇత్యుక్తే కిం సంగం త్యక్త్వా ధనంజయ జస్ట్ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ రీఅరేంజింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద పాదాస్ వి గెట్ అ స్టెప్ బై స్టెప్ ఆన్సర్ టు దట్ ఓకే సో ఇఫ్ ఐ డూ దిస్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ లైక్ ఇట్ బికాస్ దూరేణ హ్యవరం కర్మ బుద్ధి యోగా ధనంజయ బుద్ధౌ శరణమన్విత్య కృపణాః ఫలవేత్వ బుద్ధౌ బుద్ధౌ ఇత్యుక్తే సమబుద్ధౌ సమబుద్ధి యదస్తి తత్ సమత్వ బుద్ధి యోగేన వితౌట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ యదా వయం కర్మ కుర్మః దట్ ఇస్ ఫార్ 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 సుపీరియర్ దాన్ డూయింగ్ అ కర్మ విత్ సమ్ డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ దట్ జనరలీ ఇస్ ఆల్సో లైక్ టోల్డ్ యు డూ ద కర్మ అండ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ దిస్ ఫ్రూట్ even though you don't expect it the fruits are anyways going to accrue but when you tyaga the karma the phala of it then what happens is the phala does not afflict you you don't have any expectations and the phala always afflicts you because kripanaah phala hetavah again he goes on to tell karma kartavyam ఫల అనపేక్షయా కర్తవ్యం ఇది ఉచ్యతే చేత జనాః శ్రద్ధయా కర్మ న కుర్వంతి పీపుల్ డోంట్ డూ కర్మ విత్ శ్రద్ధ ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ గెట్ ఎనీ ఫ్రూట్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ దే జస్ట్ డూ ఇట్ ఓకే జస్ట్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ పీపుల్ విల్ డూ ఇట్ దేర్ ఫోర్ అగైన్ హీ గివ్స్ 2-3 క్యావ్యట్స్ బుద్ధియుక్తో జహాతీహ ఉభే సుకృత నిష్కృతే తస్మాత్ యోగాయుజస్వ బట్ యోగ కర్మసు కౌశలం We saw the origin of the word kaushalam. What is the word kaushalam? Kaushalam is kushalasya bhavaha kaushalam. Kushala is expert. Kaushalam means expertise. How did the word again kushala come? Kusham lati iti kushalaha. We saw that how in the olden days the vidyarthis used to cut grass. Kusha is grass and lati cut. Kusham lati, they used to cut the grass, but these grass are very sharp and even little bit of ajagarukata or lapse of concentration or carelessness or this thing, it will just cut the fingers and the skin and blood will start flowing out. That is why very very carefully they will be cutting the grass, the wild grass which is there in the forest and bringing it for the sake of the guru. Therefore, kusham lati iti kushalaha, kushalasya bhavaha kaushalam, with that amount of focus and concentration, yada vayam karma kurmaha, tada tat yoga bhavati. So, yoga is doing it with excellence. Doing it without any expectation, doing it with samatva bhava, whatever fruits come, doing it without, and doing the tarpanam of the phala of the karma. This is called yoga, yoga ha karma su kaushalam, samatvam yoga uchyate, various definitions of yoga we have been seeing. తా అపరంచ అస్మాభిష్టం కర్మజం బుద్ధియుక్తా హి ఫలం త్యక్త్వా మనీషిణః జన్మ బంధ నిర్ముక్తాః పదం గచ్చంత్యనామయం సో లాట్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ వీ హ్యాడ్ హౌ ఆర్ ఫ్యూచర్ జన్మాస్ క్రియేటెడ్ అండ్ హౌ కెన్ వీ అవాయిడ్ దట్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ జన్మాస్ ఆన్సర్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ 51 కర్మజం తత్ర ఏ బుద్ధియుక్తాః మనీషిణః బుద్ధియుక్తాః డస్ నాట్ మీన్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ బ్రెయిన్స్ means samabuddhiyuktaha samatva buddhiyuktaha phala anapeksha buddhiyuktaha karmasu kaushala buddhiyuktaha ye janaha santi tadrishameshinaha panditaha gnaninaha karmajam phalam tyaktva karmajam karmana jatam phalam karmana by karmas jam jatam ja always means birth born from karma pankajam born from dust or born from marshy places panka means dirt, that is marshy places. Ja, what grows there, is pankaja, which means lotus. Let us say we have somebody asking a question. From the dust or marshy places, we have lot of things growing. We have even insects growing that. Then why is pankajam not referring to that? Pankajam, the meaning of that is whatever pankate jayate iti pankajam. Therefore, whatever is born from marshy area or dust, that is pankaja. Generally, we see that lotus is also born, insects are also born. But rudhi nama, rudhi is what has been used and understood by people in their common parlance, which is there, that is called rudhi nama, that refers to lotus only always. Technically, by breaking it, that is through nomenclature or by breaking it and understanding it, we may also get the meaning of insect, but pankajam refers to lotus only, wherein again we have a sutra, tatra yogat anvarthat rudihi baliyasi. Tatra, than the technical name of any object, the rudinama, the common parlance which has been understood, that is always baliyasi. Therefore, pankajam refers to lotus. So, similarly, the word pankajam visa, similarly, karmajam. Karmajam, karmat jatam yadasti phalam. Karmajam phalam tyaktva janma bandha vinirmuktaha. When buddhiyuktaha manishinaha start renouncing the fruits of their actions, what are they actually renouncing? They are renouncing janma bandha vinirmuktaha, all the bondage which are being created this janma and all other future janmas which are dependent on your karma phalas, they are actually renouncing that. So that is a very, very great benefit which we get out of a very small act of just renouncing our fruits of actions. Finally, where they go? Okay, they sacrificed all the fruits and they have cancelled most of their future janmas. And then what will happen? Anamayam padam gacchanti. They go to the anamayam padam. Anamayam padam, the padam, the state of mind or the state where anamayam, amayam yatra nasti, where there is no diseases. Amayaha is a disease. Amayam yatra nasti, anamayam apicha. Amayam also means any shoka, dukkha, bhaya, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryadi gunaha yatra na santi, tadrsha anamayam padam te gacchanti. Similarly, the next sloka we also saw that yadate moha kalilam buddhihi tatra buddhihi vyatitarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Yadate moha kalilam tatra yadate buddhihi, when your buddhi is again moha kalilam. Moha kalilam visa, what is moha kalilam? Moha kalilam equal to the second chapter, second sloka, kalushyam kutastva kashmalam. When he said that kashmalam word is equal to moha kalilam, the same anarya jushtam aswargyam akirtikaram kashmalam which has been referred to there is moha kalilam. Yada, and whatever happened to Arjuna in the first chapter, the Arjuna vishada, what happened? Mama tatra gatrani sidanti vepatuscha sharire me roma harishascha jayate. Whatever he is being telling, that all those combinedly, if we see that, that is the moha kallam which is there in the mind. Tada yadi vyatitarishyati, when you cross that, tada shutasya shrotavyasya shroyamanasya cha nirvedam bhavati. When you cross that delusion of mind, the enjoyments which have already happened in the past, the enjoyments which are happening now, and the enjoyments which you are going to hear of in the future, whatever are there, you will become indifferent. Nirvedaha. Nirvedam ityukte nirvedam, indifferent, without expectation, detached to all those kind of nirvedam. Shrotavyasya shrutasya nirvedam vairagyam gantasi. Gantasi, you will gamishyasi, you will attain that vairagya. That is where we kind of stopped in the previous class. Idanim pashyamaha yada avyayam ते युष्मत् शब्द दकारान्तः सर्वनाम शब्द सर्व सर्वलिंगेषु समान शब्दः षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनं ते बुद्धिः बुद्धिः स्त्रीलिंग प्रथमा विभक्ति एकवचनं मोहकलिलं द्वितीया विभक्ति एकवचनं व्यतितरिष्यति व्यतितरिष्यति वी सॉ द व्यतितरिष्यति द स्प्लिट ऑफ व्यतितरिष्यति वी उपसर्ग अति उपसर्ग प्लस त्र धातुः विच मीन्स प्लवन तरणयोः त्र प्लवन तरणयोः इज द बेसिक धातु एंड दिस इज द लृट् लकार तरिष्यति तरिष्यतः तरिष्यन्ति तरिष्यसि तरिष्यतः तरिष्यत तरिष्यामि तरिष्यावः तरिष्यामः इज इन द लृट् लकार तदा तस्मिन् समये अव्ययम् तदा अव्ययम् श्रोतव्यस्य तव्यत् प्रत्यय तप् प्रत्यय निर्वेदम् इज द्वितीया विभक्ति एकवचनम् गन्तासि I think we didn't discuss this part, we just missed it out. Gantasi, Gantasi gam dhatoho, gamalr dhatoho. Gantasi, just because C is there, it does not mean it is in lat lakara. This is in lut lakara. Lut lakara, you shall attain. Gantasi, lat vartamane, late vede, bhute lung lang litastata. विधि आशीश्च लिंग लोटौ लुट लृट लृंग च भविष्यति इन भविष्यत् देयर आर थ्री लकारास लुट लृट लृंग च भविष्यसि सो इन आउट ऑफ दोस थ्री लुट लृट लृंग वी हैव द थ्री व्हाई आर देयर थ्री भविष्यत् एंड थ्री भूत बिकॉज़ इट इज ऑलवेज अद्यतन अनद्यतन अनद्यतन परोक्ष Adhyatana is the past or present which is in the today. Today's past, whatever happened just before now time when we are speaking, what is going to happen later than now. So, Adhyatana Bhuta, Adhyatana Bhavishyat. There are two types. Anadhyatana, what is not today, from yesterday till sometime when we have heard about or when we have evidences. Anadhyatana. Similarly, in Anadhyatana you have a future also. Anadhyatana Bhavishyat. After today, from tomorrow till whenever we know what is going to happen. Anadhyatana. Then Anadhyatana Paroksha is the where we don't have any, which is very very quite past or quite future. So here we have used the Lut Lakara and the forms are something like this. Ganta, Gantaro, Gantaraha, Gantasi, Gantastha, Gantastha, Gantasmi, Gantaswaha, Gantasmaha and Gantasi is in Lut Lakara Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam. The form is Parasmepadi only here, which gives the meaning of future tense. Thou shall attain. You shall attain. When you have to say that, you have to use the Lut Lakara forms. Agre Pashyamaha Visadis Abhyuddhihi Vetidarshati Refa Moha Kalilam Moha Eva Kalilam Avadharana Karmadaryaha Shrutavyasya Shrutavyasya Tavyat Pratyaya Shruta is Kta Pratyaya Bhuta Kridanta. We just introduced this shloka and we stopped. Hekavaram shlokam patamaha Kartra Karma Kriyan Veshanam Kurmaha. Again we saw that Yada one of the most easily implementable shlokas. Again Pratinitya Patanena Labaha Eva. Of all these, Shankaracharya has given it in one small capsule for us, how to implement all these, whatever has been told till now. What is, how to do this, how will we get the, how will we get the attitude that we should do karma phalatyaga, how will our moha kalilam go, how will we get that perfection in our activity. If all these questions are asked, all these theory is fine. What is the practical class which you have to attend? Tell me, sir, if somebody asks. Practical class is very, very simple. Where you should attend the practical class? Go to Satsanga, Sat Janashraya, Sat Guru Ashraya. For example, if we take our Guru, Srimati Anantalakshmi Mahabhaga itself, the every activity, small activity, the amount of perfection, what is being achieved in every small activity. For example, if we take the Pratibha competitions itself, which is there in July now, the 1st and 2nd of July which is there. Even the planning goes as early as January for a competition which is going to be held in July. the people are contacted, the schools, invitations are sent, and the gift packing happens as early as March for the prizes which have to be given there. So whatever, even excellence, every small thing, and in that gift again, how the books have to be kept, whether horizontally or vertically, how the stapler pins have to be put such that it doesn't come out of it, it is not torn, and what is the naming convention which we have to use so that it doesn't get confusing, what are the reserve stock which we have to keep. Therefore, every single activity, the excellence which is there, we kind of learn from Sadgurus, from Satsanga. Similarly, from other people we learn how anushthana is very important, how pratinitya karma, doing our nitya karma, other additional karmas can be done, sacrificing nitya karma, doing all the other things, activities of big pujas and yagyas, and sacrificing nitya sandhya vandanam, the benefit does not accrue as much as what we kind of want. We learn that from some people. Similarly, from some people we learn, from other satsanga we learn the attitude of the joy of giving to others. We kind of learn that from some people. From some satsanga we learn how we need to take care of the how guru parampara, the guru mahima, the guru bhakti, the mata pitra bhakti yadasti, we learn that. So all these people, various people whom we see, are the satsanga where we go and we kind of involve ourselves, we learn lot of things. Therefore, the first practical class which is to be done is in satsanga. From satsanga what we got, we already saw the shloka last time, just again, so that we enjoy it and we kind of implement it always. Satsangate nissangatvam bhavati. Nissangatvam, the detachment. Nissangatve nirmohatvam, when there is no detachment at all to the things around us, we don't have any delusion, there is no moha, there is no attachment, there is no moha, there is no illusion, there is no delusion, there is no pollution of mind, there is no chitta kalusham, no moha kalilam, all these are gone. So sangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatva, when there is no nirmohatva, direct nischala tattvam, nischala raitya, totally unshaken, unstilled water yada bhavati, pure unstilled water tada nischala raitya bhavati, nirlepa raitya bhavati, nirlepa, nirlepa is again, there is no stickiness which is there, zero viscosity actually, so no stickiness, nirlepa, nischala tattvam bhavati, nischala tattvena jivan mukti hi bhavati. We saw that in the previous classes, the more we keep on repeating it again and again, at least we'll be able to take the first step towards satsanga. Shyamaha shruti vipratipannate yada sthasthiti nischala samadha vadala achala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi. Ekavaram pashyatu te buddhihi tatra shruti vipratipanna te buddhihi yada samadhau nischala achala sthasthiti tada yogam avapsyasi. He said yoga yukto bhavarjuna, and all was said, how can I get yoga, O Krishna, if he asks? Tada he says, yada te shruti vipratipanna buddhihi. Shruti vipratipanna buddhi, shruti, here shruti does not exactly mean Veda. It includes some portion of Veda, and includes all those hearing opinions which we keep hearing from various people, which are conflicting in nature. Ityukte kechana janaha vadanti tatra Vede eva uktamasti, in Veda only it is told, tatra ayushya homam karotu, ayushya havanam karotu, tatra ashta sankhya ahuti bihi karotu, ayur labhyeta, tatra mrityunjaya japam karotu, tatra apamrtyu doshaha pariharaha bhavati. All these are of course told in the Vedas also, and these are also being propagated by quite a few people also, but there is only a starting and an activity point for achieving a ihasukha, but that does not lead us to the parasukha. Therefore, at that time, what we say, we will have to go from the karma marga to the nivritti marga. So there are two aspects. We should not get lost in the first aspect. Therefore, shruti vipratipannate ityukte, when the mind is being confused or tossed about per conflict of opinions, and there is no this thing, tadrisha buddhi, when we kind of take that, forcibly take that mind and keep it in samadhi, keep it in in a state of samadhi mind, that is fully fixed in the self, fully fixed in the atma, then what happens? Nishchala achala sthasyati. When it stays there, you fix it there, samadhau nishchala achala sthasyati, with not even moving and firmly establishing it, when it is kept there, tada yogam avapsyasi. At that time, yoga nishtha, whatever yogam we are talking about, the union, here yoga means samyoga. Samyoga means union between the jivatma and the paramatma. Union with the paramatma. So here yoga is not samatva bhava. The samatvam yoga uchyate, not the definition. Yoga karmasa kaushalam, not the definition. Here yogam avapsasi means samyogam, the final union with the paramatma, that happens. Yogam avapsasi. So ekavaram tatra punaha pashyamah yadate shrutive pratipanna buddhihi. When your confused mind, samadhau nishchala achala sthasyati, starts sitting very very firmly established in samadhi, tada then yogam avapsyasi, then you can get the self realization and you can get the samyoga, or you can get the union with the paramatma. So he says this and tries to conclude his speech. Krishna tries to conclude his speech with this. Idani mekvaram pashyamah yada when tava your shruti vipratipanna buddhihi vede samshayam apanna, the kevalam karma marga nirataha veda vadarataha, what we saw there, just your, when your buddhi is being confused by those kind of karma kanda or the kevala karma marga, tada at that time when you bring that buddhi and when you place it, samadho nischala achala sthasyati, when you place it fully, when you will place it firmly in the self, in the paramatma, then slowly what happens, jivatma will slowly start moving towards your paramatma and samyogam avapsyasi. You will get the self-realization and your union with the Almighty is possible. He says this. Padapadartham pashyamaha. Then we'll go to the next shloka also. Padapadartham ekvaram pashyatu yada avyayam te yushmate shruti vipratipanna te yushmat shabda shashti vakti ekavacharam. Shruti vipratipanna and buddhihi related words. Visheshana, visheshya bhava. Therefore, prathama vakti ekavacharam, strilinga, both of them. Samadhau, samadhi shabda, saptavivakti, samadhau. Nishchala, achala, connected words. Prathama vakti ekavacharam, sthasyati. Again, sthasyati word, we have kind of seen this dhatu. Shtha is the dhatu, which finally gets changed as stha. Stha, to stand. Gati, divrittau, both to walk and stand. Shtha, gati, nivrittau is the dhatu. Bhadigana. Here it is used in Lritlakara, the samanya bhavishya, the ordinary future tense, what we generally use. Sthasyati, sthasyataha, sthasyanti, sthasyasi, sthasyataha, sthasyatha, sthasyami, sthasyavaha, sthasyamaha. That sthasyati, we have used that. Tada kim bhavati, tada yogam avapsyasi. Avapsyasi, again avapsyasi, ava upasarga purvaka, apalr dhatu, apalr is the dhatu, that is to get avapsyasi. So here again ritlakara is this. Avapsyati, avapsyataha, avapsyanti, avapsyasi, avapsyataha, avapsyatha, avapsyami, avapsyavaha, avapsyamaha. Apalr, vyaptau, lrit, madhyama purusha, ekavachana, parasmepadi rupani, ava upasarga purvaka dhatuhu. Avapsyasi, you shall attain. Clear? Tatra tatpare muktamasti, aneka vidhanam shravane, matanam shravanena, tava buddhihi vichalita syat. Lot of opinions, when you keep hearing, your mind is vichalita. Therefore, at that time, what happens? Sa yada sthirobhuta bhavishyati. When that buddhi becomes sthira, when it becomes firmed up, sthiribhuta bhavishyati, kampavarjita, without any shake, or without any doubt, samshayarjita bhavishyati, tada samatvarupam yogam avapsyasi. Samadhavachala, again we don't see this more, but yanta vanta desha sandhi samadhau au is there plus achala a is there. So a I o au are the left hand side. When a I o au are joined with any swara including the same swaras, when a I o au are joined with any swaras, then kramashah ay ay av av adeshaha bhavanti. This is the form of yanta vanta desha sandhi. Some people only for the ay they call it as ayadi or yanta desha sandhi. Otherwise the other form when av comes it is called as vanta desha sandhi, ayavaya vadesha sandhi, echo yavaya vah. So av samadhav plus achala, av takes the form of av, so it becomes samadhavachala buddhihi buddhistada visarga sakaradesha shruti vipratipanna saptami tatpurusha achala na chala achala naitatpurusha vipratipanna vipratipanna vi upasarga prati upasarga upasarga dvayapurvaka padadatoho ktaptyeha vipratipanna pratipanna pratipannam bhutakridanta three forms gataha gata gatam the same forms pratipanna pratipanna pratipannam. So these are the forms we have seen. Evam till here Krishna tells him about the Kshamyatam. He tells about the karma marga, katham karma kartavyam, all these he explains. Agre pashyamas chete, after this Arjuna asks an interesting question. Tatra agrima shlokartham presentation tat siddha nasti. Let us take the help of our notes which we have. Very very important question. And the next section which is there from 55 till 72, that portion quite for a sadhaka, it is one of the most important part for a sadhaka. The same concepts we also see in various parts of either the Shruti Gita or the Kapila Vasudeva when he talks to his mother Devahuti and he does Upadesha. Some of these concepts again we see it there also. Therefore we realize that is one of the most important concepts for a sadhaka. So that again is induced in through the question which Arjuna has asked. Let us say Arjuna has not asked the question and he kind of understood with yoga mavapsasi. Okay, I know that I have to do my duty. I will do my duty. I should not expect the fruits. And anyways, I am not doing the duty. The duty is being done by the Paramatma only, because I am kevala mitta matram. The deha is only a nimitta instrument. And if he had understood everything by the, within this, the Gita would have been only the second chapter or the from 11 to 53 shlokas. But again, Arjuna is asking the question. Take the 54th shloka. Tatra notes madhye pashyatu. Ekavaram vadamaha. Arjuna uvacha. Sthita prajnyasya ka bhasha. Samadhisthasya keshava. Sthitadi kim prabhasheta. Kimasita vrajeta kim. Shlokam dvivaram pathatu. Read the shloka two times. There are four questions which are being asked. And what is the kartrupadam here? Kartrupadam here is not in the kartrukarakam which we are talking about, is not in prathama bhakti. It is in a different vibhakti. Identify the karta and then identify the four questions. Identify the kartrakarakam. It is not in prathama bhakti here. It is also not in karmani prayoga. Therefore, it is not in tritiya bhakti also. The doer, generally it will be Rama goes to forest or by Rama तो इधर प्रथमा और तृतीया टू फॉर्म्स वी हैव सीन, दिस इज इन अ डिफरेंट विभक्ति द कर्तृकारकम. सो सी दैट व्हाट इज द कर्ता, आइडेंटिफाई दैट. हाँ, स्लाइड नॉट चेंज्ड बिकॉज स्लाइड नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड सर. इट इज देयर इन द नोट्स, आई हैव सेंड द नोट्स एक्चुअली, और यू कैन जस्ट टेक अ कॉपी ऑफ द गीता बुक एंड सी द 54th श्लोका. जस्ट सी द 54th श्लोका, सीत प्रज्ञस्य का भाषा, एंड फ्रॉम देयर ओनली वी कैन आइडेंटिफाई. शीघ्रं कुर्वन्तु, केवलं दशनिमेषाः सन्ति. ओके, आइडेंटिफाई द फोर क्वेश्चन्स एटलीस्ट. स्थितप्रज्ञस्य का भाषा, समाधिस्थस्य केशव, स्थितधीः किं प्रभाषेत, किमासी व्रजेत किम्. What is the definition of sthita prajna? Good question. Sthita prajna. He is going to explain that. That is also one of the lakshana of sthita prajna is only being explained. The same question what you are asking is going to be explained in 55 to 73, 72. But sthita prajna is prajna ityukte. That is the question being asked. Oh, okay. Why Arjuna? Okay, okay. You are telling that. Okay. Fine, but there are four questions. There are four questions. Okay. What does sthita prajna speak? Okay. That is second, huh? Okay. Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha kim prabhasheta kim asita, correct? Kim vrajeta. Okay. Kim asita, kim vrajeta. So, how do we link it actually to the previous shloka? What did Krishna say in the previous Kim Rajeta? Very good, correct. So there are four questions. So we will see that when he said in the 53rd shloka, what did he say? Samadha vachala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi. Samadhau achala buddhihi bhavati. Samadhau achala buddhihi. Samadhi, he said, achala buddhi. Achala buddhi equal to achala sthita buddhi prajna. Samadhav achala buddhi, he took that. Samadhav achala buddhi, when you get that samadhav achala buddhi, you can get the union. Very simple said, Krishna said and stopped. My dear Krishna, you said, when samadhav achala buddhi comes, I will get union with the Paramatma, yogam avapsasi. But samadhav achala buddhi katham bhavati. Therefore he says, samadhistasya sthita prajnasya is the first word. That is in sambandha karakam, therefore shakti it is. Though that is the kartrupadam, samadhistasya sthita prajnasya, he keshava, he uses the word, he keshava, keshava ityukte kim, ka keshava, if you split, k plus a plus isha plus va. K refers to Brahma, a refers to Vishnu, aksharanam akarosmi, a refers to Vishnu, isha. Isha refers to Rudra, that is the Mahadeva, the Shivaswarupa, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaswarupa, Vat, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaswarupa, Vat, Vartamana, Tatra, Trimurti, Swarupa, He Keshava, He Krishna, Idanim, Vadatu. He asks, very easily you are telling all these things, but while doing it practically on field, it is very difficult. Therefore, he Keshava, he Trimurti Swarupaka, he Sarvavyapinne, he Sarva Shaktiman, he Keshava, samadhasya sthita prajnasya ka bhasha ప్రథమం తావత్ భాషా ఇత్యుక్తే లక్షణం కా భాషా తత్ర కిం క్షణం వాట్ ఇస్ ద డెఫినేషన్ స్థితధీహి 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 పురుషస్య అగైన్ దట్ హూ హాజ్ అ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ స్థితధీ స్థిత బుద్ధి ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ సేమ్ స్థితధీహి పురుషస్య స్థితధీహి పురుష కిం ప్రభాషేత వాట్ డస్ హీ స్పీక్ హౌ డస్ హీ స్పీక్ కిం ఆసీత హౌ డస్ హీ సిట్ హౌ డస్ హీ సిట్ మీన్స్ హౌ డస్ హిస్ మైండ్ సిట్ కిం వ్రజేత హౌ డస్ హీ మూవ్ అరౌండ్ హౌ డస్ హీ కండక్ట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కథం వర్తేత హౌ డస్ హీ స్టే హౌ డస్ హీ లివ్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ హౌ డస్ హీ డూ హిజ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆల్ దీస్ హీ ఆస్క్స్ ఇన్ ఫోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఫోర్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ క్వశ్చన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ ఆస్క్డ్ పునః ఏకవారం పశ్యామః స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్య కా భాషా తత్ర స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్య పురుషస్య భాషా కథం భవతి కిం ప్రభాషేత తత్ర స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్య పురుషస్య లక్షణం కిం భవతి కిం ప్రభాషేత హౌ డస్ హీ స్పీక్ తత్ర కిం ఆసీత హౌ డస్ హీ సిట్ అండ్ హౌ డస్ హీ మూవ్ అరౌండ్ తత్ర కిం వ్రజేత వ్రజేత హౌ డస్ హీ లివ్ వెన్ వీ సే మూవ్ అరౌండ్ హౌ డస్ హీ యాక్చువల్లీ లివ్ కథం సహ వర్తేత వాట్ ఆర్ హిస్ డే టు డే యాక్టివిటీస్ హౌ డస్ హీ మేనేజ్ దట్ హౌ డస్ హీ మేనేజ్ ద డే టు డే యాక్టివిటీస్ సో వెన్ వీ యూజ్ దట్ హౌ డస్ హీ స్పీక్ హౌ డస్ హీ వాక్ హౌ డస్ హీ సిట్ భాష్యతే కథ్యతే అనయ సో ఇట్ బ్రింగ్స్ అవుట్ ఆల్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ సో హౌ కెన్ వీ వెన్ వీ నో దట్ హౌ సంబడి ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ అచీవ్ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ ఫర్ అస్ ఆల్సో టు ప్రాక్టీస్ దట్ అండ్ దెన్ అచీవ్ తత్ర సమాధౌ అచలా బుద్ధి వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ 53 శ్లోక నంబర్ 53 ద సేమ్ థింగ్ సో వెన్ హీ స్పీక్స్ when he sits when he walks all these activities when he does how does he behave when so when we also understand that when we are able to understand that and know that we can also apply that we can also follow that anukaranam kartum shakyate tena anukaranena asmabhi api tat prajñata we would also be able to achieve the sthita prajñata that is what he is asking in this shloka for which భగవాన్ టేక్స్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రమ్ 53 55 టిల్ 72 వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫర్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ వన్ బై వన్ హీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ ద ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక నంబర్ 55 హీ జస్ట్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్స్ శ్రీ భగవానువాచ ప్రజహాతి యదా కామాన్ సర్వాన్ పార్థ మనోగతాన్ ఆత్మన్యేవాత్ ఆత్మనాతుష్టః స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్తదోచ్యతే వెరీ వెరీ సింపుల్ థింగ్ ఆత్మని ఏవ ఆత్మనాతుష్టః పవర్ఫుల్ ఫ్రేస్ యాక్చువల్లీ వన్ హూ ఇస్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ త్రూ ద జాయ్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ సహ తదా స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ ఉచ్యతే యదా మనోగతాన్ సర్వాన్ కామాన్ ప్రజహాతి he totally dismisses all the desires and starts enjoying himself by himself in himself again very we have shankara shloka nandati nandati nandatyeva so the same shloka is being referred to tada stita prajna uchyate that is when he becomes a stita prajna so from there we can take that agami kakshayam tat pashyamah we saw what the questions which are being portrayed again because krishna said samadhau achala buddhihi yada bhavati tada yogam avapsasi when you have a firm mindedness then you will achieve self realization yogam self realization yogam union with paramatma okay my dear krishna you told me about samadhau achala buddhi what does that mean what is the lakshanam of a achala samadhau achala buddhi or referred to as sthita prajna what is the definition of that how does a man who is of a sthita prajna how does he speak how does he sit how does he walk how does he move about that is the question being asked first 55 Krishna replies Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prajahati Yadakaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan Sarvan Kaman Manogatan. Not only all the firmed up desires or whatever really we want, not those Manogatan, all those which even just pass through our mind, we see something, wish I could have done this or wish we want this, those, all those manogatan, all those desires which just come to our mind, those desires also when we dismiss, it is not only those wherein we firmly go and pray to God, okay God, I want 1, 2, 3, tadrishapi naiva, tattu yatha, anyways we have to renounce. But all those manogatan kaman, all those manogatan sarvan kaman, all kamas, even not leaving one, which is what I was telling in one of the upanyasas, one of our dikshatars were telling, even if the dikshatars generally they wear the traditional dress of dhoti and panchakacha, whatever is there, they wear that. But let us say someday when they see man wearing a nice suit and they also desire that I have to wear a suit, and if that is not, they are not able to fulfill that in this janma, then probably they will have to take one more janma where they have to wear a suit also. So that is what they were generally referring to. Evam sarvan manogatan kaman yada prajahati, when we dismiss all those kind of this thing, tada kim bhavati atmani eva atmana tushtah, we become satisfied by ourselves, in our own self itself, and tadastita prajna uchyate. Again, all the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, we can see that in a transactionally, from a day to day materialistic also, when we are happy and contented with whatever we have, then we are always happy, we are blissful, we don't keep on asking for too many things. So all those unnecessary desires which keep coming in our mind, tomorrow we see some cartoon, no, I have to go to Disneyland, I have to go to this place, I have to do this. So all those materialistically yadyat agachati tat sarvam yada agachati, when all these stop, then automatically we get a happiness, saying we get a contentment, and contentment leads to happiness. Tadrasha transaction level madhye, when we see it at the Vedanta Pararitya Pashyamaschete, Atmani Eva Atmana Tushtaha Yada Bhavati Tada Sita Prajnaha Uchyate. That is when Sita Prajnata is being told about. Then a person gets to be called as a Sita Prajna. Evam Samaparam Kurmaha. We will try to get, we just introduced 54-55. We will get into detail and try to understand this. So keep contemplating on these shlokas. Any new experiences yet kipampi bhavati chete, share kurvantu. Sarve militva adhyenam kurmaha. Sarve militva tatra Gita pravesham kurmaha. Let us introduce ourselves to Gita through this common discussions. Tadrasha tavat paryantam punarmilamaha yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurtaraha tatra shir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirmatir mama guru reva gatihi guru meva bhaje guru naiva sahasmina mo gurave na guru paramam shishurasmi guru or matirasti guru mama pahi guru sarvebhyaha ram 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 anantananta dhanyavadaha agami kakshayam punarmilamaha tavat paryantam shreyamsi bhuyamsi bhavantu.